Beyond that, the Samach Vavam and Beis, we have a few Taisus in to learn. The Gemara said that there was a problem. The people who had not brought Sakinim Erev Shabbos, so there was a problem. How are they going to bring the Sakinim Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash to Shechte Korban Pesach? So the Gemara said that they saw, Klal Yisrael had an Eitzah, they stuck the Sakinim into the Tzemach of the Tleh, and into the, between the Karnayim of the Eis, that was how they brought the Korban Pesach, the Sakinim. So the Gemara asks, V'ka'ovid avoyde b'kotshim kehillim. The Gemara asks, how are they allowed to do this? They're doing avoyde b'kotshim. So the Gemara answered kehillim, that they did the way Hillel did, that they were magdashit in the Beis HaMikdash. So b'shas, he was walking in the streets, it was chul. Zok Taisves, B'Yerushalmi meforesh b'inyin acher. B'Yerushalmi also asks this kasha. And the Yerushalmi says a different teretz. The chol avoide shel tzorech hakorban ein boi me'ile. That any avoide which is done for the tzorech of the korban, so there's no iser of avoide, there's no iser of mile, that means this is the tzorech of the korban. V'yalef mi'pora. The Yerushalmi learns out from Pora Dume, ki heiche de loichoshiv avoide midi de letzorcho. The posla, whatever is done with the pora, letzeirech the pora, so that is not considered an avoidin, it does not passel the pora. Achinami, so also by kolbonis, lechoshiv avoide lischayiv b'mila. Umaisin, the Yerushalmi brings down hodis nan b'meseches pora. It says as follows, rochav oleho, the person was riding on a pora dume, or Vitola biznova v'ovar bo es anor. He was going over a nor, through a river together with the pora, and in order to secure himself, he held on to the tail of the pora. Or kipol oleo es hameisera, or the reins he folded over and left it on top of the pora, it shouldn't drag. Or nasan talise oleo, psula. So all these cases are an avoide, and that passes the poet. Avol koshcha b'meiseira, but if he tied it with a meiseira, even though the reins are lying on the poet, also lo sandal b'shvil shalei tachlik, or he put on a sandal, so it's also lying on the poet, on the feet of the poet. Piris talisoi oleho mipnei hazvuvim, or he covered it with a talis that it should be protected from the flies, ksheira. There's only considered an avoide when it is letzorech someone else, but letzorech hapora is not considered an avoide. So the Yerushalmi says, this is a very interesting tushtel, that the sakin, which will be used to shecht the korban, is also called, that's called a tzorech hakorban. The korban derived much more benefit from this sakin than it would derive from a talus that's protecting it from zvuvim. But I mean, the korban was nesale through this sakin. So this is called a tzorech of the behemoth, and therefore there's no iser of avoda b'kotshe. So the Gemara said, but that's the Yerushalmi. But Babli says, mevi'ik shichulin lazo. The perek amoicher asasvine gabi koine shtei ilonais. The Gemara says over there as follows. If a person buys three ilonais, is maybe the koire. So we assume if he bought three ilonais, he also bought the kalke. Automatically he's koine the kalke, which is underneath the ilonais. So he can be koire. That's called adoma shel nasat ali. The kalke belongs to him. If he bought one Elon, so he's not maybe in Gansen, because he doesn't have the kalka. By two Elonis, it's maybe the Einei Koyach. Misafik, it's maybe, Maybe it's chayba bikurim, but it's ain't a kaira, because he can't say in the base of Middush HaDoma Shanasatali, because maybe the karka doesn't belong to him, so he can't say that. But he's maybe. Maybe he's mechuyev. Is parich leichesh dulma lav bikurim, you know? So the Gemara asks, but maybe they're not bikurim, because ma'ayol chulun azore. So he's bringing chulun into the azore. So you see from the Gemara, to bring in perish shel chulun in the azore, there's an issa. The same thing we find in the Gemara Chulun, about Azroya Nami Dekoma, the Gemara Klaus HaShayla, if there's a din of Chazay V'Shoik by Chulun. By Behemoth Chulun, is there an Indian to give to the Kohen the Chazay V'Shoik? So the Gemara says, Dekoma, the Nami Dekoma, Taimed Dekosa Chmona Zeh, there's a meal. There's a meal Tavke by Kochim, there's a din of Chazay V'Shoik and not by Chulun. But if I would not have this meat, I would mean a chulun chayavim b'chazay b'shoik. Frech the Gemara, how could you have such a have mean a boy tenufe? By chazay b'shoik you have to make tenufe. V'heichi levet, how could he make it? L'infino, he should stam as they make tenufe l'fnei Hashem tzip. It says you have to make a tenufe l'fnei Hashem. V'im megavoy, and if he'll take go into the Beis HaMikdosh and take the chazay b'shoik of this behemoth chulun and make tenufe there. So it can't be that there's a din of chazay v'shoik by chulun, because it's impossible. And for the Gemara, so we see clearly that there's an issel to bring in chulun into the azore. And by our Gemara, it seems there's no problem. You're magdish it in the azore. Maybe kshi chulun l'azore. So Dais's answer is as follows. By chazav shoyk, you are doing tnufa, you're doing an avoid which is normally done with kolbones, you're doing an avoid which is done with bikurim, you're doing an avoid which is done by chazav shoyk. So there's an iso to do an avoid with chulin. That's called ma'ayin chulin lazor, and Taisv says, In Chulun Dachs Metanisa Dereise, Tanisa Dereise to do such a thing. Aval Hoche Shemachnis Tle Chulun Bazor, Veine Oise Shum Dovo Shoise Bekabonis, She Yeroa Kemakrib Chulun Legevoye, Shori, if he's not doing anything with it, Taisus and Chulun, Taisus in one place brings the Baby Baba Basra, Taisus says, how could a Yisrael enter the Azore, his clothes are Chulun? So Memele and the Kohen wouldn't be able to enter the Azorah with Big Day Choyl. So there's no such issa. Kedashken ba'koy mitzrabe, shoho yu oichlum chulun ba'azorah gedel gelechol minoches ala saive, so they ate chulun in Azorah. So how can you bring in chulun la'azorah? So we see clear that the whole issa of chulun la'azorah is only if you're doing some sort of an avoider with it. Mechamer kela'ache yatu. So the Gemara says it's mechamer kela'ache yatu, so it's only a drabona. Have a motzi lishnuy, the Gemara could have said there's another eitzer. Kshehu mahalach meinichoy olot. That while the behemah, in the issa mechamer, the behemah is to make an akira banoche. So if he'll put on the sakin, b'shas the baim is walking, so the baim never made an akire. Shu mahalach meinichay olav, shu oimid, when the baim stands, you'll make it go again, there'll be an akire. A night lay a minute, riagav nesho b'reish mishachshik, so could have been another eitze. You could have done this eitze, but they were mekel afilu with mechama mamish, since it's kalach hayad b'mokim mitzvah. Kilacha yad na mi osa mi de rabona. So the Gemara says, kilacha yad is also osa mi de rabona. That was the shayla. Aber motzel a mitzvah, halay mishtamish babalachayim da osa mi de rabona. There's another issa also, putting a sack in on a baime, or taking it off the baime, just like there's a issa mishtamish b'mechuba, there's a issa mishtamish babalachayim. And the Gemara, Hanach Luli Yisrael, Emeinam Neviim, Bnei Neviim, and from there we were machia the Shaila, that it is permissible to do a Mechama Darabonon. It's permissible to do a Mechama Darabonon, the Mokim Mitzvah. ואם תאימה, ובמס ניסן, אוסו שבוסת הרבונו, תרטייס, ומשנה אסד השבוסת הרבונו, כיוון דה אפשר לעשויס מערב שבס. תרטייס, אז אמר את זה כקשה, that the Mishnah, for example, you're not allowed to cut off a yaveles, not allowed to bring chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to do inyonim, which were efshel asoison may erev Shabbos, even though it's a rabbono. So what is pshat in Agamore? Agamore says that that was the heter. במוקי מצווה צמות על הרבונו, ויש לימה שבוס בהם תויקיל משבוס עצמו. So Taisvis answers that Mechamel is not a meloche that is being done only through him, it's a meloche that is being done ato behem tocho. That means it's a tziruf of the behemah and him. He's guiding the behemah, but it's a that's the meloche the arise. But it is a melacha which is not done completely through him. It is done b'tzirof of the behemah, but that's also. So a shvus that is not done completely through him, it's done, the melacha is done, there's a shutif in the melacha. Even though his chalik is also, but al kapanu is not considered that he did the whole thing. He did it with a shutif. So memeh was a shutif of a behemah. Shvus behim taikil mi shvus atzma. Is the Mishnah speaking about? He should cut off a yavela. So he's doing the shvus alone. He's doing it alone. He's doing the whole melacha. So that they were machma. Masha'en kain is the shvus to behim tai is killed. The Marsha seems to say that Rashi is seem to verempfer Tosfos Kash in a different oifen. Ba'afilu shvus di day lo yichom mikishar, shvus di chol kalach hayad lo yishriche. Rashi seems to say that is a kula of la'ach hayad. That's what seems how Rashi seems to say. Asher says Tosfos didn't like this teretz. The Tal Torah asks about tzapel on Rashi. But according to Rashi, how did Rashi learn why were they makel here? They were makel because a shvus klach hayad is gringer. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Yechatichas Yavelos is also speaking about klach hayad. And from this vegn it is also. Frek the Tal Teure, he says that an Rashi tzak apelle. Bishlam according to Taisus, okay, Taisus said it's a different malach that a shvus hayday behem toy. But Rashi seems to say, a different malach, that this shvus is gringa loichoma kishal shvus, the chol kalacha yad loishriche. So why did Rashi answer chatiches yeveles al yedei shinui? Hagavuchet, the Tal Torah brings down, the Rambam says a shvus kalacha yad is gringa, and he paskins yelata kodofa yeveles with a shinui. The Miri also says the same thing, a shvus kalacha yad is gringa, and he says the Mishnah is speaking about you cutting a yeveles with a keli. But if you're cutting it with a in the chanami, if you cut with a shini, it's like a muta. But Rashi seems to say nitazoi. Rashi seems to favor this kash, but afilu shvus di day loichomer kishar shvus the whole klach yad loishchich. Zok the gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav. Kol ha-misyayir. Everyone who is misyayer, who is misgoye, im chacham hu chachmosoi mistalekes mimenu. Im novi hu nevuosoi mistalekes mimenu. Where do we see this? Im chacham hu chachmosoi mistalekes mimenu mehilu. That was the mice of hilu. The oma mal hischil mekantaron bedvore. It seems vi nisht vi, there was episode sashtech that he became nosi. He was speaking about the Nesias, he didn't speak about the Iyadiyah. He was speaking about the Nesias, and it seems that Vinishvi, he became lost, they lost the Nesias. So, Akapon, Mlefim, Adrege, Silvel, this was a Messiah. Kol a Messiah. Kol to include even an Onav like Hillel. But if there's a Messiah, Im Chochamu Mistalakis Mimenu. וקמול הלוח הזו שמעתי ושכחתי. והסתכויס, then and there he forgot it. He had known the הלוח all along, and just now it slipped his mind. אם נובי הוא, נבואוסוי מסתלקס ממנו, מדבוירה. תפסיב חודלו פרוזן בישראל חודלו. At, before she came, there was no such thing as open cities. Klal Yisrael was in constant fear of the Sonim. Ad shekamti dvoira shekamti ein bi Yisrael, and then they became a shingular type, that they weren't plagued by their Sonim. Buchsi, uri, uri, dvoira, uri, uri, divreishia. So what's pshat? All of a sudden, she started, in the middle of the Shira, she had to say, Uri, Uri, Dvoire. So what happened? It was Nistalik Nebuosa Mimeno, because there was a Pesazaya Misyoir, Ad Shekamti Dvoire, Shekamti Ein Bi Yisrael. Before it was no good, now I came and it was good, so that was Misyoir. Reish Lakish Omar Kol Odom Shekoyes Im Chochamu Chochmosoy Mistalekes Mimeno Im Novi Yu Nebuosoy Mistalekes Mimeno. Kas, im chochem uchochmosim istalekes mimenu mimoish, dechsi vayikzoif moish al pekudei achoyu. That they brought back that they were machayid ebnois midyan. Dechsi vayoyim alozer akoyin alanshe yatzove haboim lamulcham ezei sukas atzeire shetziva Hashem es moish. Bechlau de moish yale minei. Moish forgot. Why did he forget? Vayikzoif moish. Me Elisha dechsiv, Elisha told Yehoram, Lulei pnei Yehoshafet melech Yehuda, ani noise im abit eilech, vimerech. So memele, he was in chaos on Yehoram. Dechsiv, ate kchuli menagin, vahoye kenagin and menagin, v'ti olav yad Hashem. So it was mistalek imenu, and that, therefore he needed kchuli menagin. Omer Rabbi Moni bar Patish, kol shekoyis, אפילו פייסקים עליו גדולה מן השמיים מריד נויסק, מנולום מאליוב. שנמה, נצז בי אליוב, וייחר אף אליוב בדובית, ויימה, לומו זה יורטו, דובית had come down, בשליחס ישי, to bring his brother's food. But אליוב was angry at דובית, he didn't know this, לומו זה יורטו, ומינו תשת מהפצוינו היינו במדבו, אני יודעתי אז דוינך ושחייל לבובך כי למען ראיס המלחומה ירדת. So ממילא זה וייחר אף אליוב בדובד. וכי עוזר שמול הממשכינו בכולו כסיב לאי בו זה בוך השם. ובאליוב כסיב ויאמר השם אל שמול אל תדעת. לאי בו זה בוך השם means he בכלל wasn't רואי לגדולה. That's not, he's not, doesn't fall into the parasha. By Eliyahu it says, "Vayemer Hashem Shmuel al Tabit al Mareil al Gvoya Kaimosoi, ki ma'astiu." I was memayisim mechlal da berochim lei ad hoidne. Till now it was rochim lei, and it was the Rebbein Shalom loved him, and now he was memayisim because he was a kois. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ad shekamti dvoira yuaro. Shoisa mashpeles hamanhigim shalafonel. The chodlu prozen bi Yisrael. O mispeeres laatzmo. Uri uri dvoiro shenishtatko machma siluk nebuos. Kruli menagin lahavir kasoi shekos al yohira. Veti olav yad mechlal di istalik. Loi bocha mashme me yoilo. That what it says by the other brothers loybo zebocha, that means they never fell into the parsha vim vayilu legdul avo mastiyu mashme hashta meyastiyu vibnei shuhu ragzon mosoy lechlal shemitchila nivcha, but now since he's a ragzon the far mosoy. Before we go further, I had a shtickle Ha'ore, Dachsach Mir, Rashi, before the Ha'ore, let me say over a word from the Mir Rashiv, Zachayin Aruch L'chaim Shmalevitz. He says in Maimach of Gimel, in Shnas Lamed Gimel, He says as follows. He says that the kas of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, was a legitimate kas. He says it was a mer deketaina klal Yisrael. The Bnei Shalom said to take nekama from the Midyonim. They were marshal klal Yisrael. And what did they do? They brought in the machshilim into klal Yisrael. They brought back the machaya, all the bonus. She says there was no taina whatsoever on Moshe Rabbeinu for doing it. It was a legitimate kas. Vaval Pikain, Chochmosay Mr. Lekis Mimeno. Zok Rabchaim Shmulevitz, so Shazet Mendoch Mendoz, that is not begeder oinish, that is a punishment, fakert. Gebav Zainik, but that's a Metzias. And that if a person is Koyis, Chochmosay Mr. Lekis Mimeno. That the Chochmos at Teure cannot be Shoira and a goof that's Koyis. As I Abbot is, it's not an oinish, it's a Metzias. That's what he says. Now, I wanted to bring a raya to him from Arashi. By Elisha, it says, Kuli Menagin. Now, what was the purpose of the Menagin? So Rashi says, Lahavir Kasoy Shekos Al Yehoyram. So Rashi says, Amir de Kizach. That means the whole purpose of the Menagin was, now it was the Matzav of Kas. In Kas, he can't have Nebuwe. You listen to a good tape, Kuli Menagin. His memela is so he'll lose his kas, he'll get the nevuah. It was begedar oinish, a menagin won't take away an oinish. So weiss doch ois that there wasn't an oinish. His pshat is, if he's in kas, he can't have nevuah. Kas is a stira to nevuah, not begedar oinish. And mestame, full of kanoi, smaller than Elisha, would have spit in Yoiram's face, with the rishis of Yoiram. So fakir is also a legitimate kas. But that's a metzias. He can't be zoiche. Nevuah in chochme is a hashpa min hashemayim. A goof that's koyis can't be mekabel nevuah and can't be mekabel nevuah and can't be mekabel chochme. So here a psadiyik in the Gemara. We have here three mamorim. One maimer is kol hamisyoel. The second maimer is kol odom shekoyis. And the third maimer is kol shekoyis. The middle maimer is kol odom shekoyis. Very interesting. So dachsich mir, there's a meir de kechilek between the maimer of Resh Lakish kol odom shekoyis and the first two mamorim kol amisyair and kol akoyis. Let's see, the last maimer. The last maimer, he said kol akoyis. So he was take, Rashi says, Mastiu Mineshu Ragzon. Ragzon means he has a teva of, he's a kaisen, that's a Teich Ragzon. This is not Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's kas of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a Ragzon, he was beteva Ragzon. So that's called Kol Hakoyis, he's a Koyis. The Losa is a filu, the filu he was supposed to be Zoicha Tegdula, is merid in Oisai, because he's a koyis take. Kol amisyoir, doesn't say kol odom, amisyoir is a chesaron take. Amisyoir, and therefore we see it interesting. By dvoire, she had to be mispalo to get back to Nevua. Uri, she had to be moire rachmi to get back to Nevua. It's a tchnit, it was bitter, it's farfallen, she had to be moire rachmi. That take began the reinish, that's kol amisyoir, amisyoir take is nenash, take, taken away from him, but here it's Odom. God, Tachsmir, the Zayir HaKodesh says by Parshas Tazriya, it says, Odom ki yeh bo'ir besorei. Odom is a matrege. Odom is Adam el Elyon. There's different lashonis. There's ish, there's enosh, there's geva. There's different lashonis. Odom is a dohoibin a mensch. It's not a poshet a mensch, Odom. So Memele, the middle maimer of Resh Lakish was, Kol Odom Shekoyis. He's still an Odom. No, he's a Koyis. Okay, this is a Mechudish to Kizachach. Mostly Mr. Lekis. But this is not Begedar Einish. This is Begedar Metzis. Im Keinem Anachnu L'choyre V'kefe'em for the Riff's Kashe. The Riff asks, he asks a Kashe, the Omer Amoni Ba'apatish Kol Shekoyis Afilu Poizkim Al Gdula Min HaShemayim Merid Noisoy. So you take away Gdula. So, yes, so why didn't they take away the Gdula from Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, it was Koyis. So why did they take away the Gdula? It also was Koyis. So we're saying it's not Shver. There's two different things. Kol, this is speaking about that if he's a kasen take. Kol shekoyes. It's speaking about kol odom shekoyes. That's something else. This is speaking about a legitimate kas. Afopike, you're not moired migdolose. The Rif Lamaisa says at Teretz that there's a chilek of poiskin, afilu poiskin olav gdula or olal gdula. Was poiskin olav gdula, that means they gave him a head check. A head check he can tear up. But the ol, if it was olal gdula already, then they don't take it away already. So that Moshe Rabbeinu was already olal gdula, then they don't take it away. Let us see further Rashi. Rashi says, "Af al gav the high meiser the meshiche kodem leragzonos." Frekt the Rashi, "Amir de kekashe." This meiser is before yena meiser. That means the meiser. This is in Kapitel Tezayin, and the meiser of the ragzonos is in Kapitel Yudzayin. So Memele, so what's Pshat? So why was the Eibish the Moyesim? He didn't never gotten Kas yet. That happened later. Avagav Dai Maisi the Meshicha Kodem L'Ragzonis Bile Metzina Boi Doifi El Ezebel Vapa. The only thing wrong that he did was this Maisi. Memnei She Goli Lefonam Shu Ragzon Moasi. So I see they bring down from Rav Chatzke Levenstein Zechene Levroche. He said Pshat as follows. The it says further in the Pasuk, Shmuel that said that he's the Roye, that he's able to see. So the Rabbi Nishlam had told Shmuel, Al Tabet El Mareyu, Bel Gvoya Kaimosa. Don't look at the Chetonius, and the Pasuk says, Lord Hashem Yirol Aleibo. Rabbi Nishlam sees Vastutzach in the heart. So it seems, Shmuel was not able to see Vastutzach in the light. But the Rebbeinu Shlom saw in the lave. So the lave already, in the lave, Itainis was already the garinim of Kas. That means in the lave already, it came lepoil in the next capital, when he exploded. But the netiyah to Kas was in the lave already. So he says that Aliyev also knew about this, that he had this Kas. What's the time that Aliyev? Now he didn't do anything. He did the aver, he did later. The Avla, the Mastiu, is not for the Aveire he did 2 months later. The Mastiu is that now he was Makil, that he had a lathe that was a Peire Sheire Reish Velano, he had a lathe that was a potential cast of Ragzin, and he didn't do anything about it. So Memele, the Vashem Yirol Alevov, so the Mastiu was for now, that the Fakel, now he was Memayasim. Befrat, if that's what the Loshna Rambam is, that the lave of the Melech is the lave of Klal Yisrael, so Memele, you need a pure lave in order to be eligible to have a lave of a Melech. So Al-Kaponim, over the Tviya was on his lave, which it seems he was aware of it, and he didn't do anything about it, so therefore it was Mastil. So as Emestein is that... He asks, how did David get in? Boots gonna tie off Aliyah, but how did David get in? He has a few Mahalchim of Yemes. He says that really the Aliyah was never royal in Malchus. David was Mu'usid for Malchus, nor Aliyah was royal in Gdula. This Gdula, Lemaise, they were Meirat Oisei Mimeno. Zog to Gemara weiter. Ashkechen Tomid uPesach the Dochu Shabbos. We learned already that Tomid and Pesach is Doche Shabbos. We learned a Gzeire Shove. By Tomid it says, Mevad Eilas Atomid Hashem, Mevad Eilas HaShabbos Hashem Eilas Atomid. It says that the Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbat, I'm sorry, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbat, Oy Al Oyla Zatomid. So we see that the Tomid was Nikrav in Shabbos. And we learn out, Agzeir Shavu Moyadoi Meyadoi Pesach from Tomid. So that's how we know that Tomid and Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. How do we know Tumim and Olam? How do we know
Tommy dem Pesach ist Bob Betume. Zutra Betume.
Omri, so die Gemara entzett, ki heichi di Yalef Pesach mit Tommy le Inyan Shabbos, die Gzeire Shabbos mayade mayade, och in Nami Yalef Tommy mit Pesach le Inyan Tume. So we learn how Tommy mit Pesach le Inyan Tume.
And how Pesach gufe min Olam? How do you know Pesach is Bob Betume?
Am Rabbi Yochanan the Omakro, Ish Ish Kiyye Tomei Lo Nofesh. So we would darshan Ish Nitche Le Pesach Sheini. Vein Tzibo Nidochim Le Pesach Sheini, but a Tzibo is not Nidoch Le Pesach Sheini, Ela Ovdi Betume. So we see that a Tzibo can bring a Korban Pesach Betume.
Let us see Rashi.
The Docho Tume Min Olam, Hoye Lo Moyado Ilai Mashmele. My adai is not a mashmois that it's bo. We need specially moving. Minolon the dochu. Vanan kaimolon the dochu tuma bekeitze tzoylem. Pesach ikri kolben tzibo, da osi beknufye beidach pirken.
Exactly what Rashi is saying over here. Why Rashi is saying it, Vashmuz Meili doesn't understand.
Maybe Rashi wants to say how you can learn out one from the other, but he says that he doesn't understand. You have a gzeirish of it.
That a mamatzino.
It's very unclear what Rashi is saying over here.
Hakoponim, so Rabbi Yochanan said that we learn out
Tomit from Pesach, and then by Pesach it says Ish nitche vein tzibo nitche.
Zokte Gemara weiter.
Omale Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know to darshan that way the pasuk?
Maybe the drash goes like this. Ish nitche le Pesach sheini. And ish is an opportunity to bring a Pesach sheini.
Tzibu leslu takanta loy be Pesach lishan loy be Pesach sheini. That's right. Tzibu is fafala. Not a kul of tzibu. A chumra of tzibu.
So where do you see that it's bo betume?
Elo omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish mehoche.
A different limit from a different pasuk.
The pasuk says, "Vishalchu min amachne kol tzarua v'chol zov v'chol tomi lenefesh." It says the mitzvah of shiluach machnes. They sent out all these tmei. So Reish Lakish tainid yeyomer tmei meisim. So let it say that a tomei meis is v'chlal the mitzvah of shiluach. V'al yeyomer zov in ha'metzeroi. Zavin and Mitzrayim, we'll see later, are more chomadik at Tmeyim. And the Yomer, in Tmeyim, Meisim Mishtalchin, Zavin and Mitzrayim, Loi Kolshkein, so my Meile, I could figure it out by myself, if I feel a Tomei Meis, which is a Tumekale, is Nishtalach, is about the Gevis, Zavin and Mitzrayim. So why does it have to say? Hello. So he said, Psamiradik at Roshe, Yesh Lecho Shoh, שזובין ומצוירוין משתלחין, ואין תמיי מייסם משתלחין, ואיזה זה פסח הבא בתומה. So פשט in the פסק is, that is true. In the time when you send out a tomei meis, about the givis, you'll send out a zovin ומצויר, you don't need a פסק for that. But the פסק is coming to tell us that there's a zman when you don't send out a tomei meis. When a tomei meis is permitted to be in the azore, and that is a Pesach habo betume. Vafal pikein vishalchu min amachne zove mitzoyrem.
You have to send them kol tzoruha v'chol zove.
Zogt Rashi, zove na mitzoyroim chamurim et mei meisem, shereitumo yoitzo aleyem igufo. Tomei meisem is only his mekabu from a meisem, this is tumo yoitzo migufo. Ela al kocho, ki yitzur zove mitzoych leiche, da ein tomei meis mishtaleich yitzur. Da tomei meis is na mishtaleich, af al pi kein de zove is mishtaleich. Alme, yesh lecho, sho, she zove ne mitzoyroin mishtalchi min azore, ut mei meisim nechnosem le soycho. Betume, Pesach bo betume, kshiroi vtzibo tmeim, bemeis, oisin Pesach betume. וזובינו מצוירוים שבהם נידוחם, they're not permitted to come in.
Rashi says, הקדומה for the Gemara Vaitetz, מצויר החומר מזוב, לקמה בפורש חומרי.
אומר אבייס, אבייס, לישלוקי, if that's how you learn,
That means you have a kasha that's over mitzvah is extra. How can you figure you are a kalbo chaymer from Tomei Meis? It's coming to Tomei Afilo when a Tomei Meis is not nishtaleyach, a zovan mitzvah is mishtaleyach, and that's by a Pesach abo betumim. So let me repeat your kasha. Leima nami yoymer zov at Tomei Meis. Bal yoyma mitzvah, fakert mitzvah zov at Tomei Meis. The one say mitzoire, I know everything. Vani oimer, zov mishtaleach, mitzoire loy kolshkein. So according to you, the Teretz has to be al yesh lechosho, she mitzoiroi mishtalchim, vein zov net mei meisim mishtalchim. That's what you have to say. That the pasuk is talmi she mishaleach ha-mitzoire, when you're not mishaleach ha-zov. Ve'eize, so when is it, se Pesach abo betum, that'll be the only case. And then you'll have to say that a zov also is, there's a din when tmeyim ahut rabitziba, tumeziv is also rabitziba. V'chitayim ochinami, you'll take a say, it is that way. Osnan, Pesach, abo betume, lo yoichlu mimeno zovim v'zovis nidis v'yodex. V'im ochlu pturim, abo kaponim, it's also. You're not allowed to be there. Ella Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, so we're stuck. So how do we know that a Pesach is bo betumim? For the biyut of Ishish, bein tzibur, that's only that a tzibur doesn't bring a Pesach sheni. Who says they bring a Pesach ish? Maybe they're not the nitcha legamri. And if you make this drosha, you'll have a problem. So why does it say mitzoyre? Ella Omar Abaye. Le'oilam mikro kamen. We really learn out from the first pasuk. What again is the first pasuk? Ish nitre vein tzibur nitre. So what was your kasha? Your kasha was, itaka in tzibur nitre l'sheni, but maybe they don't bring a Pesach ishin also. So he says, im kain, if that is true, at the nitre l'gamri, nichto ivrachmane ish ish ki yiatome. The pasuk says, ish ish ki yiatome lo nofesh, or is a derech achoike. Lo nofesh lo moli. Why does it have to say lo nofesh? Now, just in order we shouldn't lose the flow of the Gemara, let me just say eisen veinik, what the Gemara is going to say. The pasuk specified a certain type of tume. Ish ish ki yia tume lo nofesh. Now, from this pasuk, we know two halachas. One halacha, we know that ish, which is tamei l'nafesh, brings a Pesach sheni. That's one halacha. So that's a halacha which is negeya, the ish that's tamei l'nafesh. And we know another halacha, a tzibur does not bring a Pesach sheni. Exactly what the tzibur does, we don't know, but al-kaponim, a tzibur does not bring a Pesach sheni. So ish ki yeh tamei l'nafesh, it's telling us the halacha about the ish, and halacha about the tzibur. Now, it is very interesting, when the Pasuk spoke about this halacha of Pesach Sheni, the Pasuk specified a certain type of tumah. He had tumah l'nafesh. Why did the Torah speak about tumah l'nafesh? What if he's not a tumah l'nafesh, if he's a metzayir, if he's a zov? Why did the Torah speak? It seems that there's dafke tumah l'nafesh. So again, let's try and figure out, where is there a halacha which only applies by a tumah l'nafesh, does not apply by other tmei. So like this, the halacha that it says by the ish, that he brings a Pesach sheni, we'll see from a Mishnah that a zov also brings a Pesach sheni. A metzayir also brings a Pesach sheni if he was nita. So we learned this out from ish, all tmei. So why did it say l'nefesh? To tell me that a tamei l'nefesh brings a Pesach sheni, all tmei bring a Pesach sheni. So why did you tell me l'nafesh and an ish ish? Let it not say l'nafesh. I'll say ish ish, yeah, tell me. It'll bring a Pesach shape. So al-kochach, the tummy l'nafesh is going on the second halacha we learned. We learned another halacha that a tzibur does not bring a Pesach sheni. So on the halacha of tzibur, it says, you know when? Tummy l'nafesh. So it seems that this is telling us, that the pasuk is telling us a kula. The pasuk is telling us, Akula, you know, a tzibur can come betume. A tzibur can bring a Pesach ish. So the pasuk comes and tells us, you know which tzibur can bring a Pesach ish? It's Tomei l'nafesh. But if the tzibur was Mitzrayim, or something, they can't bring a Pesach Rishon. So Memele, so from here we see that that if there's a Tomei L'Nefesh, a Tomei L'Nefesh, Tumis Meis, that's in Tumah Utra Betzibo, that Tumis Meis is Doiche, is Yilat to bring a Korban Pesach with Tumis Meis. So that's the Mekor. Now let us see the Gemara in the baby. We learn now from the first post. Im came, you ask the kash, maybe the miyot and tzibur is that the tzibur doesn't bring legambi. Im came nich, devrachmon, ish ish ki yatome. Let it say ish ish ki yatome. Lo nofesh lomali, why did it specify bavke to mismeis? Vchitaim ahai lo nofesh lohoch yudiyosem. That a Tomei Meisu did nitches la Pesach Sheini, he has an opportunity to bring a Pesach Sheini avar shal Tmeim loy, but other Tmeim cannot bring a Pesach Sheini. Frag the Gemara, this is not true, Vosanya, Yochel lo yoisim Pesach Sheini, elo Tmeim Meisim, Vishoho yo bederech rechoiko, Zov inu mitzoiro, inu boyolay nidis minayin, Tamad loyme ish ish. So you see, Klo, that all Tmeim bring a Pesach Sheini. So why do you say Tomei L'Nofesh? Is L'Nofesh the cause of Rachmana L'Omoli? Why did the Torah write L'Nofesh? Alohi Kamam. So the Koch of the L'Nofesh is from the Diak of the Pesach. Ish Nitra L'Pesach Sheini. Vein Tzidbo Nitra L'Pesach Sheini. Elo of the Bitumim. A tzibur can bring a Pesach Rishon betume. V'chi of the tzibur betume. So this kulet that the tzibur possesses betume meis is only betume meis. Amul shar tume is loy of the. But if there's another tume, they cannot, then the tzibur, then the taka out of luck, then they don't bring it. Zot Rashi. Ve'eze zebit miyem. Vayoich lo mimeno. V'chi daikinen ish nitche. Ve'ein tzu benitche. V'tomei nefesh udi daikina. V'medayik. Here Rashi saying that it's going on the Gemara that they can't bring. It says Pesach Abo Betume Lo Yoichlo Mimeno Zovim V'Zovis Nidis V'Yoldes. This was the halacha that a zov is not permitted to eat from the Pesach, even though the Tmei Meisim are permitted. Lo Yoichlo Mimeno. So Rashi says the Chi Daikinon Ish Nitche Ve'Ein Tzibo Nitchem Betomei Nefesh Ude Daikinon. This kula was only said for Tmei Nefesh. Gabi Ish Ki Yetomei Lo Yksiv Elo Lo Nefesh. Ubedido dakin in ish v'loy tzibo. Halme mehosem yalef. Dime v'yishlu kedresh lokish. Zov nami lishlis. So you learn out from this posik. Because if you learn out from resh lokish's posik, so we have the kash, why does it say mitzayre, it's a kalbachayme from zov, so you have to say the territory that even a zov is permitted to be in the zov, and mitzayre is not permitted, and that's by Pesach Rishon, and it's not true. Eloloi lo mikro kamech d'daikinon ish nitche v'ein tzibur nitche. Udikash loch eim et tzibur klaloi. You ask the kasha, how do you know that the dik is a tzibur is not nitche to a Pesach Sheini brings a Pesach Rishon? Maybe pshat is that a tzibur is not nitche to a Pesach Sheini and doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon. Im kein de diuke de maitinen sibo ma haidime de ma haidine lochumre maitinen. So if you're telling me it's a diik lochumre, that a yochid is a chance to bring a Pesach Sheini. A tzibur has no chance whatsoever. It was a mayilchus a kosav lenofesh. So why did the Torah write lenofesh lemutei zov in the mitzayroim? Lichtev tumistam. The nishma de bachol tumist. Yochid nitchel a Sheini. The tzibur lasts lo takante. Dar kochach lo nafesh le muti zoven mitzeroi nase. Nafesh is coming to tell us, atomei meis yes, in a mitzeroi na zovna, ulachmuri olai. Ve ile gabi tzibu loi machmiru olaiu, le meimer de tumes meisu dein tzibu nidotchem, loisem pischeim betume, avu tumes zive mitzeras, afilu tzibu nami nidotchem, if you won't say that, look, I'll be man machmir alai. So, where do we have a chumra of a, that, where do we have that a tomei mace is killed and then a mitzayr and a zot? Bechitayim, look, I'll be yochid machmir alai, you want a mitzayr and a zot. Become a tomei nefesh, who the is late ashlumim lushain, I was a mitzayr afilanita. Bishaini, less like takanta bitashlumim. That's not true. Basani yochalecha mepesach sheni el tomei nefesh, it says ishish. Ki ye tomei, mashme kol tome, midluxiv lo nefesh bereish, it says tomei lo nefesh, not lo nefesh tomei. Inami ish ki ye gabe meis. So baistois ishish ki ye tomei, any tome. Shmami no le, samami no, le midrashabam pe nafshiyu. Ish ish ki yi atome. Any tome brings a Pesach sheni. Is lo nofesh lo molis. Why does it say lo nofesh? Ala kochach miyute de tzibo la kulios. That the miyute de tzibo is different than a yochid. We make all ula memre de nidochen. That then a nidochen alo isen bitumem. Mishamach exceeds the nefesh lemeimah the betumis meisu da akel alayu. Amosiva vitzaras loy. So, the nefesh is coming to tell us a chumre by mitzayren zov that if the tzibur or mitzayroim in zov, there's no din of tumahutra betziba, only by tumis meis. Let us see next to the bottom taisvis. Ve'ein tzibu nidochen. Ve'mavayit ish b'loi tzibu. Teime d'ohoche loy m'matine me'ish elo loy v'yishoyl. Pekamas an edrata moitzi kol heir kula lishorecho. Vike d'mayit osam shevet. Al kapone v'aistois, we don't jump from ish yes and klal yisrael na. We jump ish yes and a ir na, a shevet na. So let's say the same thing over here also. Vike there, Gufa, we find this chilukim between an ir and yechidim. The gabi the hilchas ir anidachas. There, the Gemara wants to be mamayit a ir. Inami tuve ishvish eksivi hosam. There's more than one ishvish. So mamayla. So therefore, we whittle it down. And not only is it mamayit tzibas, mamayit afilu a shevet or a ir. Next day, so see if another Gemara baita. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisde. Metzoira shenichnas lifnim mimchitzosai. A metzoira is also b'machne Yisrael. A machne Yisrael, practically speaking, when Yidin won Eretz Yisrael, was every year that was mukev chayme, mimais Yeshua benun, was niskadish to have kedushas machne Yisrael. And a metzoira is also in these ayores. Omar Rav Chisde, Metzoira shenichnas lifnim mimchitzosai. A Metzoira that went in lifnim mimchitzosai, potter. So he's potter from Malkus. He says, Lucheira, let's think 1 minute. He's out of Yerushalayim, let's say. Yerushalayim is in Yerluk of Chaim. He walked in. So Lucheira shebaiva alav, lo yitamu as machneim. He's not allowed to go into the Machne. He went in, he's part of a Malkus. Shenemar, Bodod Yeishev, Michutz la Machne Moishov. Tarshin de Gemara. Bodod Yeishev, Levado Yeishev. Michutz la Machne Moishov, Hakosov Nitkeile Es. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that is an Esse. Now there's a Machlikis, Rashi, and Taisus. Let us think. Zot Rashi. Lifnim mechitzosai. Mechitze shenesa likonizbo. He went into the mechitze which he was nesa
likonis bo. And what is that? Ha'ayinu lefnim mechaymas kol orei Yisrael. Loshen is a little unclear. It means all orei Yisrael which have a chayme. Lefnim mechaymas kol orei Yisrael. Kedam alakama, metzair meshaleich chutz lamachne Yisrael. Potter mimalkis lo yitamu es machne. Why is he potter? Lochair is over alav, is metamu de machne. Sarkosov nitkoy leese. Rashi, ba'afal gav, the lav, bosa, lav, ksi. Usually a lav, a nitik leese, is after the lav, yev an ese. Tosis brings down, it says, leise siru, and leise mimeno, ba'ish yisore. So usually a lav, a nitik leese, the Torah tells us an ese, right after the lav, to tell you could be menatik the lav with the key MS. So Rashi says, Vavagav, the lav, bosa, the lav, bosa, lav, ksi. This essay of Michutz Lamachne Moishavoi is not written after the lav. Yeah. Alkochel and Tuki lav, yose. But that's why it's a lav and it's a klesa. The kaim alone lav, shanit a klesa, ain't like an olo. So Mamela, that's why this essay was written. The ila to inay esse beloisase, maybe you'll tell me if I care. That he's over an esse in a loisase, that shot. He's over the lav leitamos machneye. He's over an assay of michutz la machne moishov, he's mevatel this assay. Oksibay es achine, vishalch min a machne. So we have another esse, so we have a loisase vese already. So I need another esse. Sakochoch, this essay is to be monatic the lav. Avuzovin utmeye meisim. Rav Chisda said it's only by Metzora. Avuzovin utmeye meisim. Leinitkoles. This is a bezundere essay mechutz lamachna meishovoi. That's an essay to monatic babel and metamek. But we don't have an essay by zovim and Metzoroim. Yeah. There's our essays by Metzayr and Zov, but that's written for a different purpose. But then Rashi says a new mahalach. You know why we say it's a labnet glase? The Baha'i Ksiv, let's look at the beginning of the pasuk. Kol yimei ashenega boy. It says, the beginning of the pasuk. Kol yimei ashenega boy. Then it says, bodod yeshev. Mashme kol yomo bibodod yeshev koi. That his whole, the kol's man is a metzoyre, it's mutal on him to make sure he's a bodod yeshev. What does that mean? Dimova venichnas. Yarzel v'yeitze. That's a kol yomo bibodod yeshev. Kol yomo is marba. Fully he went in, he should go out again. Ve'ein bo yoy nishacher. We find the same droshe ki the droshin in kol yomo v'do'oynes as hanare. First, as man is an arim, says his makis, an arab sula kol yomo v'amoid v'achzekoy, umatkin and lay lelave. If you not take the lav of layucha legarsha kol yomo v'amoid v'achzekoy. So if he gives her a get, he's an essay of layucha legarsha kol yomo. That is how Rashi learns Pshat and the Gemara. So Rav Chisda is telling us there's an essay of Michutz Lamachna Moishovoi, or according to the second Lashon of Rashi, of Kol Yemei Anega, Bodod Yeshev, Kol Yomo Baba, Bodod Yeshev Kaimi, that's a lot, makes it a lot of Nitik lesson. Let us see Tais. The Tais are cost of Nitke Lassay, Pesh, Pekuntras, Rasiv, Kol Yemei Anega Boy, Mashma de Nitik Lavu, Kol Yomo Bodod Yeshev, Shimo Baba Nichneas, Yazza Vyeitze. The ain boy oynish acher, it doesn't even have oynish, kim la yuchel shalcha kol yomo, it says, kol yomo amoid v'harze koi. That's the kol yomo. Kol yomo amoid v'harze koi. V'koshalari. Im kain, if that's the droshe, so the whole droshe in the second loshen of Rashi, we darshan from kol yomei, the key that it's a menatik is from the kol yomei. Im kain, have a leisei reisha, the krob is for him. By diksha riva the loy domi, because their pshat is the loy yuchel shalcha kol yomo. That's the lav. The lav is not like the mimishalecha kol yomo, mash with the lek al lav, elok shimishalcha kol yomo. So that's what it says in the pasuk. So here we can derive
That if he did, wasn't Mishalecha Kol Yom, if he took it back, there's no Malkus. They shouldn't be metame the machne, we have no gili in the lot. This is not like a lav nitik lasei, because there the es is written right after the lav. Mashme shall sakan a lav bo. So that's why it's written there to be sak the lav. Kamele sisir men a noisa. Beish tisor. Kamele sikarem a labonim. Shalech to shalach. That's a lav nitik lasei. But here we don't have this. So it is not a lav nitik lasei. Alohochi pirushe akosav nitke lasei. The kivin the cholat meyim hoyu bechlal v'lo yitamu es machneim. Was one lav klali, lo yitamu es machneim. And what does that mean? Each one there is their own machne, they shouldn't be metama their machne. Uporad v'mitzoyre b'fnei atzmei asei. Here it says, abazunder asei, bodad yeishim, chus machne meishoboim. Also lo yitziyay meklal acherim. That's pshat. That lav klali, which l'choyre applies to all three tmeim, so the Torah put an essay by a Metzorah to tell me that by Metzorah doesn't apply. If you enter the Machna, then you get an essay. Leitziyay mechlal acheira l'menatki min alav alit nebeser. Avol heiche she'ene kosov halav ela al dover echot. I mean, since the lav was written on a lot of tmeim, so I could say the essay comes to tell me that this tmei, the lav doesn't go in it. But if the law would only be written on one thing, but here, since I have a law klali, so here I can say that say is coming to tell me that one of the tmeim is not included in the law klali. Because if it says the balkari nami leilukim nichnas lefnim mechitzosay shekosav nitke lasei dechi v'yetel v'yotzal mechutz lamachne. So also, there's a bezunder essay, so that's making it that there's no lav, and there's only a essay from Yotzal Mechutz L'machne. Shleim edoche b'chad k'roi k'retei essay, bodo yeshi Mechutz L'machne meishovei, period. There's two, so then I say that one comes to be menatik. V'hai nitik essay nire, now Tosfos says a very long shivot. There's a lav of they shouldn't be metame the machne. That the tmeim should not be metame the machne. So what does that mean? Without any droshes, without Rav Chisda. Without Rav Chisda's droshe, it means as follows, that the metzoyre should not go into machne Yisrael, the zog should not go into machne Leviye, and the tmeimei should not go into machne Shrine. That would be the law. So now, they shouldn't be metame the machne. And I have a posik, if the metzoyre will go into machne Yisrael, it won't be over the law, will be over an essay from Mechutz L'machna Meshav. Fine. So now Tosfos clears the shayla, what will be the din if the Metzora will go into Machna Leviya? Is he like a Zod? What was the Miyut by Metzora? Was the Miyut by Metzora that a Metzora, the most homo de ketome, he doesn't get a lot if he goes into the Machnas, he's not supposed to be there. Or is Pshat in the Miyut, he's Nishtalach, from he's the greatest nishtalach, he's nishtalach of Machne Yisrael. So if he enters this Machne, he won't get Malkus. But the lab, which is Koilo, Machne Leviya, Machne Shchine, of a Metzor going to Machne Leviya, he'll get Malkus. So that's what Tosfos says. Yeshloima, so Tosfos says, V'hai nitik asay nirid aloy mahaniel b'machne shlishis. But if a Metzora will go into a Machna Levi or a Machna Shchin, do I go a Mizo? Is Hoyel Ve'ike Le'ukmi Nitik Le'machna Shlishis? So Memele, so that's what we do. In a Machna Levi, he'll get Malkus. Or a Machna Shchin, Chayiv Koret. Do I go a Mechusa Kippurim? So the Sfasemis has a beautiful word, Tosfos, only Tosfos could say this pshat. Because Tosfos learns Pshat and the Nitluk is, the Pshat the Torah says that the Lav Kloli of Leitamos Machneim is only going on a Zov and a Metzorah, not on a Metzorah entering his machne. But if a mezuzah enters the other machne, he's not better than a mezuzah or a tummy mace. But he says, according to Rashi, Rashi learns that the din of a lav hanitik lasei. I mean, there's a lav for a mezuzah to go in. And the Torah said you don't get malchus because he can be mekayim vasei. Mechutz l'machna mayshovei, or kol yomov mechutz l'machna mayshovei. So according to Rashi, that you have a lav. The lav applies to a mezuzah to go into his machne. Va'aval pikein, it's a lav hanitik lasei. What to say? He can go back. That's to say. So Tainet is Vasem, it's according to Rashi, whichever machne he'll go into, you won't give him malchus. Because according to Rashi, it's a lav hanitik lasei. I'm over the lav and I'm going to even, he's over the lav and goes into machne Yisrael also. Va'aval pikein, you'll give him malchus because he has an estate, he can go back. So Mamela, so that if they is applicable if he goes into Machna Leviyah to Machna Shchina. No, Taisus Lishitos, so he can say this dictator. It's a beautiful deal. The Chain Mashma Bepere Kol Apsule, the Koma, the Gemara asks, Bi Bias Mikse Shmo Bia Heichamayl Yodeh Lebohinitz, Idi Vi Idi Asay Shiesh Bei Kolesu, Amalei Metunach, Hevuta Lecerate, Huta Lekiruyeh. Mora says that a mitzayre that's a balkeri and it's erev Pesach, so he can be male is behindness into the azore, and there'll be mitayre. Now for a mitzayre to be male behindness into the azore, there's a double problem. If you hold bias mitzah shmo bias, that means that he enters the mitzah. It's also called a bias. So Memele, so he puts the bainus in the Azore. So there's two reasons why he should be Chayev Kores. Number one, he's a Metzayre. Number two, he's a Balkeri. I'm a full of Mechus Kippurim, but it's Chayev. So the Gemara asks, how could he do this? So the Gemara says, Oil v'hutal l'tzarat, v'hutal l'kiruy. It's a Oil v'ishtari, ishtari. That means the Torah was matir a Metzayre b'bis, behind us into the Azor. That's a Beferish Apostle. So the Torah was matter this Mitzayah. So the Gemara says, so just so he said, Hail the Ishtri, so since the Issa of Bia Betumer was Hutter for a Mitzayah, it's also Hutter for a Balkar. There's a lumnus of Hail Ishtri of Ishtri. So the Gemara, so if you see from the Gemara, Idi the Idi Asay Sheyesh by Chorus. It's an Asay Sheyesh by Chorus. So you see, a mitzayret and a say she yesh by kores is a raya to Taisvis. Taisvis said, why did I say she yesh by kores? A mitzayret is nitkei leh, is a mitzayret is nitkei leh, it's nothing. There's everything went off now. So, zet medoch, that's only in Machne Yisrael. But in the other Machnes, he's like anyone else. So, Mamel, so the Gemara says, idi vidi a say she yesh by kores. That's what Tais wants to bring a raya. Bachsimus, what Emes wants to say, according to Rashi, and you see also, maybe it's not Nitik Lase. So he wants to say, could be over there, Taka, not Nitik Lase, because if he's going to be Metayer himself, so the Mele, so he's not going to be Mekayim Lase. The whole din of Nitik Lase means he can always be Mekayim Lase of Mechutz Lamachna Meshavoy. But if he's going to be Zeichel Letaris, he can't be Mekayim Vesel Mechutz L'machna Meshavis. Mela there, he has the Chayma of everyone else. Vika L'mitchi Dik Rab Yudah, which we didn't learn yet, L'choshev L'kamon Nitik L'asek.